You're listening to WRPI Troy. This is Sharam Shiva, Rumi Love Drunk. He'll be our guest this hour. Sharam Shiva will join us in a couple minutes. And we'll premiere brand new songs from his upcoming CD, Love Evolve. Looking forward to that. Oh, I have to admit that is just wonderful. I can play this over and over again, which sometimes I do, and I always love it. It's Rumi Love Drunk. Stephen Hill of Hearts of Space, a program I just love listening to. Used to be on Sunday nights. This is cool. He says this is easily the coolest Rumi recording I've heard. And I happen to agree. Well, we have the musician and the creator of that with us on this hour of In the Spirit, and his name is Sharam Shiva. And he is a performance poet, award-winning translator and scholar of Rumi, and author of several books. He is known for his rich and entrancing concerts of Rumi, the 13th century Persian mystic poet. And he was born to a Persian Jewish family in Iran and migrated to the U.S. at the age of 16. He is the only major presenter in the West who performs Rumi's poetry in his own English transitions, as well as the original Persian verses. In his events, Rumi is celebrated with Shiva's unique and passionate recitations of the timeless poetry performed with musical groups of various genres. And we're going to be telling you about the upcoming concert at Kripalu this Saturday. Sharam Shiva is a pro-democracy secularist who believes in the human potential for unlimited growth. Since 1988, Sharam Shiva has translated several hundred of Rumi's poems collected in four books and continues to translate and perform his work on an ongoing basis. Shiva's access to the original of these exquisite poems forms the basis for his memorable performances and supports his reputation as the passionate performer-translator of Rumi in the world today. On today's In the Spirit, we are playing selections from the outstanding CD Rumi Love Drunk, and later we'll premiere two selections from the forthcoming CD Love Evolve. His website is rumi.net and his name sharamshiva.com, sharamshiva.com. He's with us right now. Hello, Sharam.
Hey, Gary. How are you? Thanks so much for that intro.
Yeah, I after seeing you, especially the last time at Kripalu, you really have that rock star aura about you. I don't mean to say it in a way, you know, to inflate ego, because I know you're beyond that. But it's just you just have that charisma about yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, the it's very nice where I can kind of go beyond what a certain venue package may offer and bring a like a major act, in a sense show people what my events are really about. And you know, in some of the venues that I go, there are always limitations, whether it's budget or stage or there's no piano and so on and so forth. So it was nice for me to be able to just say, you know what, I'll take care of it. I'm just going to put up a great show. I'm going to bring my New York City trio here, whatever the cost, and let people have fun and really see the full scope of work. And I'm doing the same thing again this Saturday night at Kripalu, starting at 8 p.m. In the main hall, which is a gorgeous, beautiful hall.
And it's a gorgeous, beautiful hall. And the lighting there is great, and the sound system is great. So people who come there for a concert such as what you'll be putting on, plus the whirling at the end, which
right.
is teaching people how to whirl. It's a great space for that.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to have people are going to, if this is the first time, they're going to really love it. And people who have already been there for one of your shows will know. But I must say, Sharam, and I mentioned this to you before on the phone in our private conversations, how I've always loved your presentations with Rich Goodhart and others. But this group that you have now, that Alan Alexander, in fact, I was playing some music for. Who was the other people?
Yeah, the this this trio has some really world-class players on various wind instruments. This is a variety of type of flutes, including conch shell and harmonica is John Ragusa. John and I go back about 15, 16 years. And John is, John travels the world. He is a world-class flutist. On the piano is Rob Sylvan. Robbie is based out of Connecticut. I've known him through John for a few years, 5, 6 years already. And Rob has a couple of CDs out, and he just has a beautiful touch on the piano. He is an extremely sensitive player. And under percussion, we actually have a kick-ass, if I can say that on your show, truly like a pop star of a percussionist. His name is Alex Alexander, and Alex is both a drum kit player, extraordinaire, I might say, and a percussion player who's played with some of the world's best pop bands, including Eminem and all those people, and he's been on TV late-night shows like 8, 9, 10 times. So he is really amazing to have Alex with us as part of this trio as well. And actually, talking about Alex Alexander, you know, you mentioned my new CD that I'm trying to wrap up called Love Evolve, which we are today. We're going to premiere two songs from that CD. Alex is on it.
Yes.
So it's very nice to have Alex on that CD.
That's wonderful. John Ragusa, I played some selections from his CDs recently, along with Rumi Love Drunk on my Monday program, Gary's Music Show, to let listeners on that program know about what's coming up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. John is one of the best flute players in the world today. There's no question about it. And he plays different genres, but I think what's close to his heart is the blues. So he is one of the very rare flutists who play really well, you know, playing the flute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, playing the blues, you know.
Playing the blues with the flute, yeah. And various other wind instruments. Yeah, John Ragusa's. And then what you do with the Rumi poetry is amazing, really.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, it's been like 20 years of doing Rumi events, so, you know, hopefully by now I've gotten some good sense of, you know, how to do it well. But it's for me, it's very close to my heart. And now, of course, I do a mix. My events are a mix of my own original lyrics and my Rumi translation, so people get a balance of both. And talking about that, the Love Evolve CD is, if you want to talk about that, so we can maybe play one of the songs soon. The upcoming Love Evolve CD is very different from Rumi Love Drunk. So those of your listeners who are familiar with my Rumi Love Drunk CD, who's been out for a few years, who like it, a lot of people that love it. I mean, it really got very, very good feedback from listeners, and people actually emotionally bond with that CD because it's very unusual. And we talked about it. It's like the Rumi Love Drunk is this sphere unto itself. You know, we used, I co-produced it with Olivier Glissant, and we used only Persian instruments as the main sound. And then, of course, we have various types of percussion and other types of instrumentation, but the main sound is a mix of Persian instruments, which we then spliced up and, you know, used as loops in the way things are done in today's, you know, technically advanced recording studios. And it's only Rumi. And that by itself is like this standalone sphere that is very complete. And it works on every level and taps into various moods. And, you know, I get emails from my fans or on Facebook and what have you. And the way people love to listen to Rumi Love Drunk is, besides the usual stuff like having it in the car, is they love to just sit with somebody that they like, or alone in a dimly lit room, or mm-hmm. maybe just candlelight, and just bring up the volume and listen, just sit and listen and really just let the words wash over them. This is kind of like the default listening position for Rumi Love Drunk.
Well, it has a timeless quality to it, I know that, and we've been playing it for a while, and every time I play it, it's just so cool, every selection. You can tell you worked on it, you know. That took a long time to make, didn't it?
Yeah, that took a very long time to make, mainly because of the producer who was just not, he wasn't a fast-working producer. So that kind of worked, you know, it has some advantages, has some disadvantages. And actually that brings us to Love Evolve, because I initially worked with the same producer from Rumi Love Drunk to do Love Evolve. And he took 2 years and he just didn't produce anything. And it was very, you know, very sad for me. And I was really disappointed, majorly disappointed, because I had already invested quite a bit of, you know, time and finances and so forth. It was a very big disappointment for me. But, you know, it was almost the best thing that could happen when I let go of it.
I hear you.
When I said, you know, enough is enough, you had 2 years, you know, I've known you for 10 years, I gave you all the time that I could, you know, I just had to stop. Then all of a sudden this big door opened when I got inundated from producers, and some world-class producers who wanted to produce my new CD because they loved the concept. You know, the concept of it is that it's not just, the Love Evolve is not just one sound or just one kind of type of music. It's a mix of different types of music, you know. And in Love Evolve, we have dance. We have two dance cuts, really fantastic dance cuts. We have a couple of meditative pieces. We have a kind of a sophisticated lounge pieces. We have a couple of pieces that just write straight out of, you know, some great rock band. And everything, of course, you know, works with my sensibility and works with the way that I recite things. And the CD is going to have 10 songs and split in half. Five of them are going to be new original lyrics by me, songs like Control, Love Evolve, This Is Enlightenment, and so forth. And then 5 are going to be some new favorite Rumi songs that I've been doing live on stage, like I Have Come to Shine, Go Back to Sleep, No Religion, Dance Universe, and things like that. So it provides, for a producer, provides kind of a magic realm where they can do dance, you know, really cool dance stuff on one song. They can do really cool kind of meditative pieces, yet edgy on some song. They can do some loungy on another. They can do a little bit of rock on another. So it got people going. I literally was inundated, and I finally settled on Danny Bloom, who is a Grammy-winning producer, arranger out of Woodstock, New York, and it's been working out magically with Danny. I hope he's listening, because I'm hoping to be able to get Danny on the phone with us for a couple of minutes so he can talk, but after we play one of the songs. So maybe this is a good time to play the first cut from Love Evolve, which is a title track, Love Evolve, actually.
Oh, I'd love to. Okay, so this is... let's do the drum roll on this and get ready.
No. People should know one thing. You haven't listened to this yet, have you?
No.
So, yeah, you intentionally didn't listen to the CD that I sent you because you wanted to listen along with everybody else.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we can, I think this is a good song. This is a good time to play one song from the CD, and maybe I should kind of explain it.
Okay.
This is the title track, and it is called Love Evolve, and it's one of those songs where the lyrics are by me. This is a new, what I call new original lyric, and I need to emphasize that, because I'm known to being a Rumi translator, so I need to kind of put it out there so people can decipher. For this, the inspiration for Love Evolve came from the rhythm of the poem, and this is all Danny. Danny Bloom came up with the idea for it. We've co-produced it. We have Alex Alexander playing live percussion, not looped. We brought him in. He actually is playing throughout. We also have a fantastic singer, Simi Stone, who's doing additional vocal on this cut. I say go for it.
And this has not been heard on radio before.
Has not been heard anywhere in the world. The only people who have heard it are me, Danny, Simi Stone, and Alex Alexander. Those are the only people.
Until now.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon.
Sure thing. Cut one.
WRPI Troy. The Upstate Underground.
So I talk about love. Yes, I talk about love and the chemistry of sound. I talk about hope and a need to expand. I talk about faith with our eyes open wide. I talk about you. And the secret that is your heart. Let go. Learn what you learned. Learn to be loved and evolve. Open up. It's time to enhance your essence. Open up. Open up. Open up. To change. So I talk about love. And our love is about secrets. And our secrets are within you. Let's talk about you. Some hearts are progressive, some are regressive. Which one are you? Do you push forward and wish for a change? Cling to the past and hide in convention. Yes, I talk about love. I talk about you and the secret that is your heart. Let go. Learn to unlearn what you learn. Learn to be loved and evolve. Open up. It's time to enhance your essence. Open up, open up, open up to change. Here's to love and the need to evolve. Here's to change and the need to transform. Here's to hope and the need to grow. And here's to you. Your beautiful, progressive heart.
That's it, the premiere of the song Love Evolve here on In the Spirit. I'm your host, Gary Goldberg, the creator and orchestrator of this beautiful song. Is Sharam Shiva, and he's with us right now. Hello, Sharam.
Hi, Gary.
I love it. I absolutely love it, and it was the right thing to do to wait until this moment. I wanted to celebrate it with you.
I appreciate that. I know it's been a long time coming, you know, losing a couple of years initially on this project, and now being just truly... I don't get too sentimental, but being blessed to be able to hook up with somebody like Danny Bloom, who's been nominated for Grammy several times and won for a project that he did, is just remarkable. He is his talent is quite obvious. I mean, again, this is a collaborative work, but he has a great ear, though. It's, you know, if I make a comment, he totally gets it, and, you know, 5 minutes later, boom, he's got, you know, this thing done the right way. I'm so glad you like it. Yeah, and we have one more to go, actually. I want to debut the song Control, which is a pretty cool song, too, a little bit later on. Danny, if you're listening, you may want to give us a call.
Right. Did you give Danny the phone number?
No, I think you may want to. I don't remember if I did or not. Yes, I did. Emailed it to him, but you may want to just say it online.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do it over the air.
Okay.
As far as that is concerned, if you've already given him the number, that should be enough.
I did email it to him.
Okay, so that's fine. I just want to comment that that selection I just heard. That was really neat. I love the use of the voices. I love the drumming. It really worked. Alan Alexander, my hat's off to you. Who engineered this project?
Well, Danny is kind of taken over as the producer, arranger, and engineer. He has a home studio in Woodstock, New York.
Yeah, because that was really mixed well, you know?
Yes. It hasn't been mastered yet. Once it's mastered, these are what you're getting are basically our final raw package, which is really for our ears only. I'm just making it available to the public. When it's ready to be put out, it'll be mastered, so it'll sound even, you know, crisper. And mastering is a process of, people who don't know, mastering is a process of balancing, it's almost like putting a polish on a car. You know, you put together everything, you just put that fine polish and wax at the end, and it just glows before it is given before it goes into the dealership. And that's what mastering is. It's just the final touch of just balancing all the sounds. So it has that part we're going to do once everything is in order. But I'm so glad you like it. It sounded good on the phone, too.
Yeah.
Just listening to it on the phone.
This is what I want to do. When that CD is complete, I want to play it in its entirety on either Gary's music show or in the spirit. I want to play it in its entirety.
That would be awesome. Wait till you hear a couple of the dance songs that we have for this. And how good is Simi Stone doing the backup vocals and then additional vocals?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's also based out of Woodstock and an extremely talented singer. And not only a talented singer, one of the kind of the biggest advantages in being a creative person is that you have to know the art of listening. If you aren't paying attention, you're not going to get anywhere. Two things you need: a great mind, at least a good mind, or a great mind is even better, but the ability to listen. This is good for anybody. This is for actors, for, you know, any type of arts, because that's where you take in. That's where you take in the basis for what you can eventually create. And Simi is a great listener. Simi is somebody that you tell her to do, you know what, why don't you try it this way? And she'll do it exactly the way you want her to do it. So she's not only a great live performer, but she's an exceptional studio singer, which is, singing in studio is very technical. It's like acting for a camera where you're looking for very, very specific things. So she's technically quite capable. And Alex, he just, you know, he listens to it once, he takes some notes, he goes into the recording booth and closes the door, and it just, boom, plays behind the entire song live, and it's perfect. I mean, Alex is after the machine.
Yeah. Well, like I say, my experience with Alex of recently and was with you at Kripalu. When was that last time you were there? February, wasn't it?
It was in spring. I think
it
March.
March, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very good. In fact, the buzz I heard around was those people that were there were all very impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very happy to hear it because it's, you know, it was important for me to be able to kind of, you know, raise the bar a little bit. I mean, I have done, you know, quite a few events at Kripalu over the past few years, and I love that place so much, and I love the main hall. It's just a great, great venue, and the people who are there, and every time that I go, there's a new set of crowds, you know, so you get to do it for a whole new people. And so it was very important for me to really be able to put up just a show above and beyond what we normally do. And I'm very happy to bring the guys back again for this Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. We'll live in the New York City area, such as yourself, right?
Actually, John and Alex and myself, we are in New York City, and Rob Sylvan lives in Connecticut.
Rob Sylvan in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it was really great for me to be there the last time. This coming, let's again remind our listeners, this Saturday at Kripalu, Sharam Shiva in performance with his Rumi work. Plus, I am sure you will be doing some selections from the new CD.
Yeah, well, the lyrics certainly, but the presentation will be different. For example, the song you heard, "Love Evolve."
Yes,
all doing it live with my trio, but it will be a different presentation. Obviously, it's not going to have the guitar. And one of the reasons we have great guitar on the CD is because Danny Bloom is a renowned guitarist, both electric and acoustic. And in case Danny, let me just give out the phone number, Danny, in case you're listening and you didn't get my email. It's 518-276-6248. So,
let me just put this out. If people, anybody, I want to put this out. Who wants to call that number to comment or we don't have much time, but we need it would if you want to give a comment. That's okay, you know, so...
Okay, that's up to you. And I hope that we get to hear from him.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything else you want to... It would be nice to talk to Danny before we play the song number two, because I'd like to talk about that song before we play it.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about generally... How this project came together. Just talk some more, Sharam, if you would, about how now Love Evolve has been in the process. I know you went. Did you you've written about some of these songs are Rumi lyrics, but five of them are your own lyrics.
Yeah. So my hope is to be able to do basically a trio of CDs based on love. And the first one was Love Drunk, and kind of it starts with Rumi because he is, you know, he's the king of love in a sense, in some ways, because he also understood love not just tangible, but he got love on its various expressions. The first CD is basically love. You know, it's celebrating love in all its forms, not just one. You know, not just having affection, but in all its form, and also love as an expression of humanity and love as a form of evolution. And this the second CD in this group is now Love Evolve, and this focuses more on love as a method for personal growth and evolution and soul evolution, which you and I have talked about, you know, about my soul evolution principles on your show a few times already.
Yes.
And in this now, I'm bringing more of myself into it, so it's now half Rumi and half, you know, half my translations of Rumi and half my original lyrics. And then the next CD that I'm hoping to do after this, which could actually be called Love Blast or something like that. I'm thinking about calling it something like that. We'll see where it's going to end up. That most probably will be, you know, more of original lyrics and some of my Rumi translations. And that focus of that will be a little bit different. I haven't thought about it too much right now. I'm really focused on Love Evolve. But so that's kind of the overall plan, the long-term plan for this thing. And Love Evolve came about 3 years ago, and where I wanted it to focus more on soul evolution and growth and how love is a very important part of it. Actually, it's a crucial part of it. So hence the title. You know, the title itself kind of says it all, you know. And then the song Love Evolve that talks about, you know, being progressive and talks about not getting stuck in old ideas and not getting stuck in old habits and so forth, you know.
Then you would have a trilogy, the love trilogy, you know.
Yes, that's exactly that's what I'm hoping for, the love trilogy, and each one being a very separate, very different kind of a sound, has a very different sound and a message, an overall message. So message one is love, celebrate love in all of its form. Message two from the second CD is use love to move yourself forward and to progress forward. And the third one, you know, we'll see what the message of that would be.
Celebrating it.
Mm-hmm.
Dance to it. Enjoy it. Okay, I think the best thing to do is play the next song.
Yeah.
And so if Danny is going to call, he can call then, and then I would be able to pick up the phone and actually answer it.
Sure.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do that.
So let me talk about a second song.
Yes.
The second song is called Control. It's also a new original lyric, and I do perform it on stage live, although on stage, again, the music is going to be different because that has a live kind of, you know, trio quality to it. But Control, for me, is probably the most important poem I've ever written. And Control talks about how we are constantly manipulated in one form or another, whether it's via big religion or whether it's via, you know, just internally, especially spirituality. Many of us, you know, and you and I talked about this, Gary, a bunch of times on your show. Many of us kind of start at some point belonging to some kind of a major religion establishment. And then we think that when we come to spirituality, that we have been saved, that we're free from dogma and so forth. And then we realize, if you have a good mind and you're observant of how things are going around you, you realize that, my God, spirituality is full of tricksters and full of con people, and it's as dogmatic and it's as long list of a do's and don'ts. It's because it's all about control. And it's just maybe has a little bit more kind of truth in it. I like to say religion has 5% truth and spirituality has 25% truth, but it's still not there. So this song, Control, is about kind of trying to wake people up a little bit. And it's my favorite lyric. It's a favorite song that I've ever written.
Oh, good, good. So we're going to play that right now. And I'm happy to say that you're listening to WRPI Troy, the Upstate Underground. This is Shiram Shiva. The song is Control. Has never been heard before, other than a few ears that created it. It is being played for you right now.
Figured out. You bend your body real well. You repeat my name so loud. You cut your meat. Take away the eyes in what you eat. You read about the stars and the wheels that turn eternal. You think you got it all figured out. You think you got it all figured out. You are all that you will ever want. You are all that you will ever need. You are all that you will ever see. You
all that you will ever want. You are all that you will ever need. You are all that you will ever see.
You believe stories of gods who were kind and trust sparks of red, white, black, and blue. And yes, you turn the other cheek. And you think you got it all figured out. You think you got it all figured out. You think you got it all figured out. You swing from dogma to dogma. You switch from control to control. Oh, friend, this is a vicious circle to buy your soul. This is a vicious circle to buy your soul. You think you got it all figured out. You think you got it all figured out. You are all that you will ever want. You are all that you will ever need. You are all that you will ever see.
You are all you will ever see.
You are all that you will ever want. You are all that you will ever need. You are all that you will ever see.
The song Control from the forthcoming CD Love Evolve, Sharam Shiva. And he is with us right now on In the Spirit. I'm your host, Gary Goldberg. And Sharam, take this group on the road, you know what I mean? I mean, let you know, do this, duplicate this sound if you possibly can on the road. Unbelievable. And those voices, I love them.
Yes, I'm very, very happy to hear that. I'm extremely excited about this. I think I'm hoping to change things for people. I'm hoping to affect people, and I'm hoping to move people, and especially I'm hoping to be able to push people forward a little bit. Many of us who are called, you know, or adult souls, people who have been around a long time, not old souls. You could be old and still be dumb. So old doesn't mean anything. But adult souls, souls who have evolved to a point where they can be responsible for themselves, and they can even throw responsibility onto other souls. Sometimes they need encouragement, and I'm hoping my CD would give them encouragement. And I also am hoping that it would help encourage others who are kind of confused about where they should go and how they can move forward internally, that this CD would give them encouragement and support and guidance.